Hello and welcome to another episode of Mike M's Weekly Reads. Gonna get some recent purchases. Gonna go over a stack today and we'll talk about Marvel Comics Horror from the 70s. This is Beware number 6. And I actually read this one, and the cover shows a creature coming out of a mirror and a guy is being startled, and the woman's kind of like, oh my god, what's the thing in the mirror? That story sort of is betrayed in here. There's a robbery of a pawn shop, and the guy that's robbing him says, what's your most valuable possession in this pawn shop? And he goes, that mirror that's painted over black. And he says, why? And it's because it makes you immortal. And so he kills the shop owner and then takes money and then comes back later. And he says, I wonder what if he was telling the truth about that mirror. So he starts scraping off the mirror, and then he sees mirror underneath it. And he scrapes off enough, and he finds out that the guy he just killed is in the mirror. And he pulls the guy who he killed, pulls him into the mirror. And then he covers it up again with black paint. This was a really good issue. This had like five stories in it. And I haven't read a lot of Marvel horror, but this was a really good one. So that was a 20 center. I think it's my only copy of Beware. And then I have a Tomb of Darkness, another Marvel horror, which has a vampire coming out of a crypt. No, you can't be alive. You can't be. But I am not alive. I am one of the undead, and so you shall. It's called The Vampire's Coffin. That's a 25 center, and that's number 12. I have also number 19. It says, Child Thing, you have sought knowledge of the things best left unknown, and for your curiosity, you must die. A child dies in mourning. I have a Vault of Horror, number 1. The eerie first issue. Now do you see how foolish your superstitious fears were, Harry? The moon is full and nothing is happening to you. Come midnight, come monster. That was a 20 center. Vault of Horror number 2, also from Marvel Comics. Linda, look out behind you. Don't worry, Wart, Tony. It says, don't be a worry, Wart, Tony. What can possibly harm me here? There's a Grim Ripper right behind her. Vault of Evil, number 10, another 20 center. Those shadowy figures coming closer and closer. Who are they? What are they? And it says the lurkers in the caves. Vault of Evil, number 12. This is a very wordy Vault of Evil. It says a woman there looks like she shot her husband. It's done. I've killed my husband, found the money we stole together, and no one will ever know. And there's these zombies in the background. Won't they, Jennifer Marlowe? Then what about us? What about the men you murdered? It looks like she's murdered more than one man. You got Vault of Evil number 17. This is a beautiful cover. It takes place in a cemetery, and there's like creepy skeleton guys in purple cloaks. You escaped from us once before, mortals, but this time we've come back to stay. Cave undertaking, the spellbinding shocker you dare not miss. That's number 17. 25-cent Vault of Evil. Valtor belongs to the darkness, and the darkness, now you belong to Valtor. Beware, you can become the victim of Valtor. That's number 21. Got number 23. This involves a mirror, too. Some creature coming out of a mirror trying to attack a beautiful woman. At last I have commanded. You have freed me from my centuries-long imprisonment. From this day forward, the black magician lives again. Murder mirror on the wall. From Marvel Comics, Weird Wonder Tales, number 3, The Thing in the Bog. This has a bog coming out of a cemetery, a bog monster grabbing a man, and the woman is laying on the ground in peril. Weird Wonder Tales, number 13. This is a ticky totem thing. When midnight stalks, the totem strikes. Fear in the Macabre Marvel Manor. We have Weird Wonder Tales number 17. This has a monster that looks like he's coming out of Thor. He's red. He looks like a demon. At last I can enter this world and crush all humans. The Late Show was never as terrifying as the creature from Krogar. Where Monsters Dwell number 4. I created the monster in my cellar. Behind my door awaits what? I was trapped in Nightmare Valley. Where Monsters Dwell, number 13. This guy got like a giant lizard and cavemen coming after him. I've got to kill that crawling monster. I've got to, or else those savages will kill me. That is Where Monsters Dwell, 13. Where Monsters Dwell, 14. This looks like a tree monster coming after a man who looks like he's got some injections. The green thing. Where Monsters Dwell, 20 Center, number 15. This guy has a giant monster fighting a giant snake. Gah, the inhuman. Where Monsters Dwell, number 20. Strike Clog. Too long have Earthmen waged war on their own kind. Today Earth dies. We got some adult comics from Aracel. Debbie Does Dallas, number 13. Looks like Debbie's coming out of the TV. Wow, it's Debbie. Man, I love these new cable services. We got Hardball by Chuck Austin from the creator of Strips. And it's an adult only from Aracel. Had a couple of these. Got some more. Number 3 and 4. Another Hardball. This one shows a naked woman, but has her privates covered by her arm, and she's holding a baseball glove. The other Hardball is a baseball, beautiful woman with no bottom. She's only got a top shirt on. So that's the recent purchases that came off of Twitter. I'm really liking Marvel and DC horror, and I just keep seeking out some of these. I know a lot of them are reprints on the Marvel side, but I'm enjoying the hell out of them and loving the covers as well. So that leads me to see if I have any questions, and I'm going to go to Twitter because I don't have any in my email because I checked. And how do I get there? Bookmarks. There we go. So, my first question is from Dallo Spicer. He said, thoughts on Jim Lee returning to Batman next year? What do you think it'll do to sales? I think it'll be a good boost in the arm. I mean, those absolute Batman seems to be killing it, kicking ass across the country. I was really shocked to find my store owner, who orders so many copies of everything, only ordered 25. And he sold through on the first day. Although a few people that he put in their boxes, he sometimes puts books in there. Because if you buy Batman, he'll put something else into your box. I guess he didn't think these were going to really hit off. And he said these sold out. So, but a few returned it. And the ones that they returned, he was selling for $10 each, or 15, I can't remember. 15 to a regular customer and $10. He had like 3 of them, but that's all he had out of the 25. But he couldn't even get any second prints, so he said he's ordering some third prints. But this Jim Lee is a team up again with Jeff Loeb. And they're going to be doing maybe a Hush sequel or something like that. I know they're doing something in Batman. And it should be really awesome. And it should spark interest. I don't know like what kind of sales they'll do. I think it will do well. Maybe get 100,000 for that first issue. I don't think comics sell over 100,000 anymore. I could be wrong. But we don't have any sales figures to prove otherwise. So the next question is from Dallo. And he says, if you had to give up fizzy drinks, you call them soda or comics, which one would you choose? I'd give up soda Easy. I love soda though. I drink like two sodas a day. So it'd be tough, but I could do it. As long as I had Crystal Light or something else to replace it. And caffeine, some of those Crystal Lights are caffeinated, so I would be able to do that with just water and the sugar powder. So, yeah, that's an interesting question. I wonder what you drink. Do you drink fizzy drinks? Question for this is also from Dallow. Do a review of Absolute Batman. I know you're a mood reader, but this book has created a lot of buzz. I'll talk about Absolute Batman. I haven't read it yet. I have read DC All In, which had the first appearance of in reality, I should have bought a couple of those because if any of those Absolute characters take off, they could be worth, some money. So I should have bought a couple of All Ins, but I just bought one. But I thought All In was an amazing comic book. Like it kicked off that new universe. It explained how it was spawned off by Darkseid. And it only had glimpses of them. Like it had Absolute Batman, Wonder Woman, and Superman, but only images of them. They never spoke a word or said anything, but they are first appearances. But I will get around to that one. I will leave that in the questions to remind me when I do get around to reading it to talk about it. You have another question here. As we get towards the end of the year, talk about which series are contenders for the best of the year, in your opinion. As of right now, I'll go just briefly scan some of these. Amazing Spider-Man has been one of my favorites as best of the year, especially the ones by JRJR, especially the fight scene 58 and 59, amazing. I really like Star Wars: The Battle of Jakku because it's taking off of Return of the Jedi. I thought that was amazing. Paranoid Gardens was one of my favorites. That's about a old folks' home that for aliens and humans, and it's very interesting. And one of the caretakers is a memory that, sorry, is a nurse that has no memory. She's running on fumes. This was a Comixology one. I thought it was really, really good. I really enjoyed that comic. That was another grandstanding book. Only Friends with Pen, number one and two. They are fantastic. They are some of the best Kickstarters I've ever read. What is the other? Juice Man. That's a comic book direct to buyers, I guess you could say, Kickstarter. It's like a Savage Dragon comic. That's one of my favorites. Silicon Bandits from Magma Comics is one of my favorites. Kill All Immortals from Dark Horse. Private Dance, another Pat Shand book that I think is a top notch. Sam and Twitch from Todd McFarlane. Absolute Power number one and Ground Zero, I thought they were amazing, but they didn't finish off a 5 out of 5. They started off so well. Beyond the Pale number one from Dark Horse was amazing. Savage Dragon always hits a 5 out of 5. I thought Grendel, Devil's Crucible was amazing. Archer and Armstrong Forever. Ninjak and Raku. NYX, a Marvel comic, the new one. Little Piggy, a horror book from Scout. Silent Night, Deadly Night, a horror comic. Devil Tree, a horror comics. Two of them. Wait, one is from Scout, one is from American Mythology. Devil Tree is from Blood Moon. Leatherface number one from Northstar. That's an old one. Rage hardcover. That was a fantastic Kickstarter from Palmiotti. Fire in the Madhouse, that was a Blood Moon one. So a lot of obscure stuff. It's been 5 out of 5s. Stories from the Atlas Comics Library. That is a free comic book day that I loved. Interstellar Dust from Antarctic Press. Tales of the Witchblade. That one's a retro one. Flash Gordon from Mad Cave. That was excellent. Number the free comic book day again. Transformers from Skybound is really amazing. She Bites from Scout. Batman and Robin from DC Comics, number 9. Pine and Merrimack from Boom. I love that series. Dick Tracy from Mad Cave. Click, Click, Boom, Boom. Red Coat, Uncanny Valley. So there's a lot of books that are up for it. Somna, Punisher, that's the old one. Gangster Ass Barista, another Pat Shand. So it kind of says there's a lot of Pat Shand in here. A lot of Punisher from the first series, 99 through 102. Free Comic Book Day, The Valiants, I liked a lot. Vengeance is for the Living. That one's from, I can never remember what that one's from. It's Floating World. Helen of Wyndham, another Dark Horse. So the Dark Horse has had quite a few. Rook Exodus, another Jeff Johns book. So Savage Sword of Conan magazine, The Goon, another Dark Horse. So a lot of Dark Horse. Inhumans 2099. Alan Scott, Green Lantern from DC Comics. Amazon's Attack from DC Comics. Again, more Batman and Robin. Superman Family, another retro, number 177. Sam and Twitch, again. Dawn Attack, that's an Opus comic. Punisher 2099, number 19, another retro. Daredevil Gang War, I thought was amazing. G.I. Joe, A Real American Hero, that's the Skybound one. Edenwood, that's an Image. Adventures of the Planet of the Apes, that's Marvel. And it got me to watch all the Marvel movies. I mean, sorry, all the Planet of the Apes movies from beginning to current. I mean, every single one. Cap Wolf and the Howling Commandos, that was a surprise fun. Getting close to the end here of the year. Wonder Woman, DC Comics, Tom King. Red Room, Crypto Killers. From Fantagraphics, Faust, Interstellar Dust again, Zorro, Man of the Dead from Whatnot, so there's a Whatnot one in there. Windy and Willie, that's a DC retro that was like Dobie Gillis. Exo Man of War, Unconquered, there's a Valiant one in there. Green Lantern War Journal, Lord of the Jungle, a Dynamite. Red Room, again, another Red Room. Dawn, 1 through 3 and 6. That was a serious comic. S-I-R-I-U-S. Linsner, my love for him is continued. Somna, again. Batman, Catwoman, Gotham War. A Batman. Another Alan Scott, so that has been a favorite. A Wonder Woman. I think that's it. So there's been quite a bit of Dark Horse, quite a bit of Pat Shand comics, a few Image, some DC, a few Marvels. It's pretty a Valiant, Fantagraphics. It's been some good stuff. So hopefully that answers your question. This is from Dennis Calder. Condler. I never asked him how he pronounces that name. Calderler. That's how I'll pronounce it. What's your favorite Dead universe and why? It'd have to be Valiant. I just got in on the ground, roughly on the ground floor, somewhere around Unity, and I stuck with it to today. And I went back and bought everything prior, and it's been one of the Dead universes that I love. There's so many that I love, though. But Valiant has to take the cake over everything. And I think I'll stop there, and then I have some questions still. So that's cool. And I'll be back with some totals once I get to them and get them all totaled. So I'll take a pause for the cause and be right back. All right, I am back, and we'll just do 1 week this time. I'll start with the movies. This is from August 12th through August 18th. The 3 out of 5 was Night Swim movie. That was basically a horror movie, about a family that moves into a house that's sort of haunted by, the area's haunted, the pool is, and I guess a kid had died in there before, and now it starts controlling the father. So, and it involves his kids too. He's got a boy and a girl and a wife. So I give that a 3 out of 5. The 4 out of 5s were Evil. That was the Paramount Plus show. I finished it, the season on that. It actually had a finale. I Come in Peace. This is No You Go in Peace. Is a Dolph Lundgren movie that was also known as Dark Angel. That was such a blast to rewatch. A 4 out of 5. It's basically a cop that has to deal with a guy who sucks adrenaline and drugs out of people to stimulate his drug addiction, plus make drugs for his alien race. And a cop has to stop him. The 5 out of 5 was a documentary on Freevee/Amazon Prime called Kirby at War. It's a documentary about Jack Kirby during the war time and how the war influenced his comics. It's really worth watching if you're a Kirby fan. Highly recommended. There were only 14 comics read that week. 9 Marvel and 5 DC, going to the big two. The 4 out of 5s were X-Men number 1. The new X-Men establish themselves in an old Sentinel base in Alaska and then go on a strike force mission to take on a new threat. Mostly focuses on the Beast establishing relationships with the local police sheriff, who's a female. We have Captain Marvel 1 through 8. This was, I don't own these. I read them on the app, and I really enjoyed them, believe it or not. Omen is the villain and is after Janice Vell's Megabands. A new character named Yuma is also trying to steal them. Her and Carol get the Megabands and switch places in the negative zone. So it has that feel from the Miss Marvel movie, or Captain Marvel. What was that called? The Marvels movie from the MCU, where they switched places. The three of them would switch. Captain Marvel, Miss Marvel, and the Rambeau character. Can't think of what her first name is, but she was known as Captain Marvel too. Monica Rambeau. Omen is out to kill them and get the bands throughout the series. Art is solid and enjoying the characters, but I don't like how they supposedly killed Janice Vell and then used him as a weapon against Captain Marvel. Later, Rick Jones gets involved and hopefully can bring back Janice, because I like that character. Absolute Powers, Task Force 1 and 2, Task Force 7. The Amazos attack Shazam family and Aquaman family. So what these are kind of like one-shots, and they're Amazo robots that attack a certain part of the universe, you know. And this one, it was Shazam and Aquaman, and they depower them and suck the powers off of them, and then they're stuck. Superman number 16, the aftermath of Superman getting shot, and this is also a tie-in to Absolute Powers, and put in the healing armor, and John being captured by Brainiac Queen, who's also a big part of the Absolute Power storyline. The 5 out of 5s that week were Absolute Power Ground Zero. The story focuses on Dreamer, which comes out of the Suicide Squad Dream series, which I also read. Another on Failsafe, comes out of the Batman series and tells a solid story of how Amanda got the Brainiac Queen to work for her, which comes out of Action Comics and Superman. That Brainiac crossover. I forget what that one was called. The Brainiac Queen, maybe? I don't remember. Absolute Power number one, Amanda attacks the heroes with the Amazo robots. The public turns against the heroes with fake news instigated by Brainiac Queen. Superman's depowered and shot. Animal Man beaten to a pulp. They never got back to that. They sort of mentioned it in number 3 or 4, but they never refreshed that. Failsafe, Peacemaker, Suicide Squad, Sergeant Steel, Trevor, that's Steve Trevor, and Brainiac Queen working for Amanda. Her agenda is still unknown as to why she is trying to take out the heroes. It does a good job of establishing an event with so many characters in a short amount of pages. It never gets around to really... I still have to read the last Amanda Waller origin story to see if it fleshes out, like, what her motive was, you know? But it never gives it. Like, it's so weird that there's so many... This four-issue series, there's so much unanswered questions. And then they jumped right into all in. So that wraps up the comics. The 5 out of 5s that week were 2 DC comics. Absolute Power Ground Zero, number one, which is, I think it was a free comic book day. And Absolute Power, number one. So I want to thank you for listening. Thank you for the questions, Dallo, and I really appreciate getting the questions because it helps me keep the show going, for sure. And I like to. It also gives me topics for the show. And Dennis also provided several questions, but I only got to one. I'm saving them for the next episode. So thank you for the questions, Dennis and Dallo. And please send me questions to @MikeMyersBrunch on Blue Sky or X, or at MikeMyersBrunch@gmail.com. Again, that's MikeMyersBrunch@gmail.com. And keep enjoying your comics. Thank you for spending time with me. And we'll be back next week with some more Mike M's Weekly Reads. So you take care now.